According to the most recent census, more than half of Allentown's population identifies as Hispanic, and yet the city's official language is English. City Council President Julio Garrity says the declaration empowers racist behavior.
Having English as the official language gave some of these racists the opportunity to say, you must speak English or you're out of here.
The original declaration was unnecessary, but in 1994, City Council approved it through legislation introduced by former Councilwoman Emma Trapiano. Garrity says in the past, it's had negative impacts on the Hispanic community.
They were fired from their jobs sometimes because their boss caught him speaking Spanish. There was another thing that happened, which is basically they didn't want to rent to people who couldn't speak English.
Garrity says the designations become largely ceremonial. In fact, federal law requires governments to provide services to their population, regardless of the languages they speak. The question states, shall paragraph B of section 101 of the City of Allentown Home Rule Charter be removed? Bernwood Yost, director of the Center for Opinion Research at Franklin and Marshall College, says this might leave voters scratching their heads.
The ballot question just does not include any information that tells the voters what they're doing when they vote for this particular measure.
However, council approved the wording of the question, and it's too late to change the ballots. Council President Garrity says that voters need to know that updating the city charter would not remove English from government usage. Hayden Mittman, WLVR News.